Many people have a difficult relationship with leftover foods. Throwing away good food wastes the time, money, and resources. A great meal could be made from small amounts of this and that, but how? This is Martha Murphy with K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District with the ideas for reincarnating yesterday's leftovers. Are you going bananas with too many overly ripe bananas? Well, freeze them, then blend them with cocoa for a chocolate monkey treat, which tastes amazingly like chocolate ice cream. Dice, label, and freeze extra bits of cooked foods such as pasta, vegetables, fish, poultry, pork, and beef. When you have enough to feed the family, thaw them in the refrigerator and make a stir fry, pot pie, casserole, or soup. You can make delicious French toast from stale bread, or you could use it for making breadcrumbs or croutons. Reheated rice is never as good the second time round, so don't just reheat it, reinvent it. Rice pudding makes an excellent breakfast food or dessert, or combine leftover rice, cooked vegetables, and chopped meat to make a great soup. No matter how you plan to serve them, remember to use or freeze leftovers within 4 days. Date foods before you stow them in the refrigerator, then follow a first-in, first-out rule. When reheating foods, heat them quickly to an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Martha Murphy with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.